Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It is quarter number four, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 or more on any football game. And all customers can double their money as long as Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Make sure you use code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer, restrictions apply, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Andrew P. Shea. Let's take care of a little paperwork here, Andrew. The Ask Ross segment, we have our winner, and it is Mike from Lawrenceville, New Jersey. Let's see. Mike was asking about, there you go, he was asking about work in the trenches. So that was right up Ross's alley. Good for
good
you,
layup,
Mike.
Good layup, Mike.
All right. We'll be getting in touch with you. All right. Andrew, we're talking Wisconsin football. It's game week. It's Penn State, Wisconsin, noon on Saturday in Madison. I'm having a hard time believing that this game, and probably several others this season, isn't going to be about Sean Clifford and how he performs. What do you think?
Well, I think it's about both quarterbacks and how they perform, but from a Penn State perspective, yeah, I mean, the spotlight is clearly going to be on Sean Clifford, and the thing all Penn State fans are going to be watching for is, you know, is he going to screw up? That's just the bottom line. You're sitting there watching the game. You're a fan, you know, and you're like, when's Sean going to make the mistake? When's Sean going to screw up? And the longer he doesn't and doesn't make, you know, huge mistakes that are glaring type ones, the better this team will be. But you're sort of sitting there as the fan going, don't screw up, Sean. Don't mess this up. But you're also like, I don't really want Sean to mess this up. You know, it's like this weird vortex you're caught in of like, you don't want to expect your quarterback to mess up and you don't want your quarterback to mess up. But Sean proved last year that he made way too many mistakes. So it is going to be a lot about him for a little bit, but I don't think it's going to last a long time. I think you're going to know after this first three-game stretch whether or not Sean's turned a corner or whether or not Sean is at the same point or regress as compared to last year. I really don't think it's going to take a long season.
The statistic from last year that I always turn back to, Andrew, is 8 interceptions in those 5 losses, 1 interception then in the 4 wins. But how much of that was Kirk Ciarrocca said, all right, I'm going to change Sean Clifford essentially into a game manager. And essentially, I think it was Sean, don't screw up in these last 4 games, which they won.
Exactly.
Now you fast forward to Mike Yurcich as the new coordinator, and you also have James Franklin saying, we're going to be aggressive. That's what we brought Mike Yurcich in to do. So is there a bit of a balancing act here? We want to be really aggressive, but we want to protect Sean Clifford from himself. What does that translate into as far as being aggressive?
So the wicked part of this game, and it being Wisconsin and the way the schedule is set up in college football this year, which, I mean, you and I both have looked at this week one schedule, freaking awesome, the entire weekend. There's so many good football games. But the thing that about that is, how aggressive can he be? Because how much does he trust Sean? And playing Wisconsin in Madison doesn't give you any runway to learn, even begin to understand in a game situation what that looks like. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's no, there's no sort of get your feet wet. There isn't an opportunity for that. So this is going to come down to how much confidence does Sean really have in terms of Yursich's eyes as the coordinator, and how much risk and aggression does Yursich think at least he can give Sean in a game at Madison, Wisconsin, against the Wisconsin Badgers, against a very good defense. So it is going to be a very fluid, is a good, how about that word, Jimmy? It's going to be a very fluid moving target in terms of what Yursich calls and how aggressive he wants to be. Inherently, it's his nature, but the confidence of Sean matters, and how much confidence Yursich has in Sean in terms of what he's seeing, that's going to matter. And this is a really tough opener for that combination, more than anything else, because they have absolutely no warm-up together. None.
Again, not a soft opening. It's a tough one with Wisconsin. But looking at Penn State's offense, running back room, wonderful. Do we feel good about the wide receivers? The tight ends we feel pretty good about? How about the offensive line? Is this a case where Penn State, with perhaps the better athletes, with more speed, the full running back room, confidence in the tight ends, if Sean Clifford does have a good game, he's got all the tools in the world around him. The Penn State offense should be able to beat the Wisconsin defense.
Oh, absolutely. Well, Wisconsin defense is pretty good. To me, to answer your question, the matchup that I'm most intrigued about in this game is Penn State's offense versus Wisconsin's defense. I mean, to me, that's where I think the rubber can meet the road in this game. And I think this offense has the potential to be a powder keg. Yes. I mean, Sean has a lot of help around him. This offense doesn't have to be built around Sean Clifford's right arm and whether or not he can move this offense. There's enough pieces around him that he can just be another piece of this offense. And yes, the quarterback position, you'll make the argument, you and I've talked about this, it's the most important. But I think Kirk Ciarrocca sort of built the offense on Sean Clifford's right arm last year. And when it went sideways, they had to go way in the opposite direction. That's the sort of middle ground that Yursich kind of has to find, but he's got a ton of help around him. I think Wisconsin's defense, they have a really high ceiling in terms of potential to be something special. Who finds their sort of mojo the fastest in that matchup? You know, this Penn State offense could be a powder keg. It really, really could. You and I both know that. The depth at the running back position, the explosiveness of the wide receivers, the mix and match they can do at tight end, experienced, seasoned, veteran offensive line, experienced quarterback, confidence problems, struggled last year, but, you know, a veteran quarterback. This could be a powder keg offense, and it's going up against what I think potentially, especially with those linebackers. Oh, my gosh, are Wisconsin's linebackers good, especially the outside linebackers. I think this Wisconsin defense could develop into one of the better defenses in the country over the course of time. And how good is it going to be out of the chute? You're going to find out. How good is Penn State's offense out of the chute? You're going to find out. But that is the matchup to keep an eye on and where I think the rubber could meet the road here.
Let's look at the other side. Wisconsin has the ball with their offense. Interesting, some question marks at their quarterback with Graham Mertz. He had an up-and-down season last year. Traditionally, you expect a very good offensive line from Wisconsin. Penn State's defensive line, as you've pointed out several times, that's a question mark. Let's talk Penn State's defensive line versus Wisconsin's offensive line, Andy.
Yeah, this is the matchup, and who knows what the heck's going to happen. I mean, for me, the question about this game is, can Penn State sort of hold up against Wisconsin's run game? But on the flip side, based on, you know, what I saw last year, it's legit to ask the question, can Wisconsin run the ball? Right? I mean, they have good running backs. They are going to probably rotate running backs, but they don't have a hammer at running back. And their offensive line is good but not great. And can they run the football? And can Penn State's defensive line hold up against that. That's the you say, well, what's your biggest question mark in this game? That is it right there for me. Can Wisconsin run the freaking ball, and can Penn State's defense hold up against Wisconsin's attempt to run the ball? Because, you know, we know Paul's going to want to run the ball. And, you know, both these teams were just absolutely torpedoed by turnovers last year. Both of them. I mean, Penn State had, what, 17 in 9 games? Wisconsin had a 3-game stretch where they had 9 turnovers. So both these offenses were giveaway bandits last year. So how do they correct that? But, yeah, that is a great matchup. And because it's Penn State's weakness is along its defensive line, but I think overall Wisconsin's team weakness right now is whether or not they can run the ball efficiently and effectively.
All right, Andrew P., the time has come for us each to give our predictions for the game and a bold prediction. I'll let you go first.
So I think
And by the way, the spread in the game is now at 5.5 points. Wisconsin's a 5.5-point favorite.
Top to bottom, I think Penn State has the better roster. I think both defenses are going to be very good. I think both clubs are going to struggle to run the ball with the consistency and efficiently that they're going to want to. And I think the passing game for each team, I think they're going to hit some home runs out of the blue. I think it's a close, tight game all the way. I have Wisconsin winning 21-17. That is my final score.
21-17, Wisconsin, and your bold prediction.
If Penn State wins this game, they are going to win in convincing fashion. And by that, I mean Penn State wins by 14 or more points. Penn State is a more likely team to run away and grab this game and go hide with it. And that, so if they win, Penn State's going to win going away. That's my bold prediction.
I'll tell you what, I'm looking at this game really, Andrew, as a toss-up. So if you're giving me 5.5 points, I'm going to take the team getting the 5.5 points, which is our Nittany Lions. With that said, if I'm taking them to cover, I'll take them to win. I do think it'll be close. I think there'll be more points scored than either you or Ross think. I'm going to make it 30-24, Penn State. And for a bold prediction, let's see. How about 100-yard receiver and 100-yard running back also for this game, Andy. All right, yeah. That is it for our show. Thank you all for listening, and be sure to join us next time on the Keystone Kickoff Show.
DraftKings, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when you bet $1 or more on any football game. And all customers can double their money as long as Tampa Bay doesn't lose by 74 points. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.